Blog Talk Radio. And you are listening to the New Heights Show on Education. The New Heights Education Group and Corporation promotes literacy for children and adults by offering a range of educational support services. Such services include assisting families in the selection of schools, organization of educational activities, and acquisition of materials. We promote a healthy learning environment and enrichment program for families of preschool and school-age children, including children of special needs. The New Heights Educational Group offers support to all students, whether in public schools, private schools, charter schools, or to homeschooled students. This week is a very special podcast for me because it is the two-year anniversary that I started doing my show, and I would really like to thank everyone for tuning in every single week, every Friday, and listening to my podcast, to my radio shows, and being able to explore a wide number of topics with me every single week. It is definitely an incredible opportunity that I've been given, and I am very thankful for each and every one of you guys who come on every Friday and listen to me and give me the chance to share all of this interesting educational with you. So thank you for that. I would like to take this time for a moment of silence for the victims of 9/11 and their families, as well as to anyone who has lost a loved one. It's a very good poem, actually, that I found online while I was looking. And the poem is a 9/11 poem that was written by Roseanne Pelican. It is called If They Could Speak. The poem was selected as the keynote for the permanent 9/11 exhibit at the New York City Fire Museum. It honors the 343 firefighters who lost their lives at the World Trade Center on September 11, 2001. And I would like to share this poem with you guys today in honor of 9/11. If They Could Speak. Roseanne Pelican, 2001. Please don't be afraid. Yes, life is different now. But remember when it was beautiful? Well, it will be again, though not the same. The wounds will heal. Your tears will dry. And those scars remain. I know you are strong enough to live through the pain. Do not grieve and linger in the shadows of graves. Go out into the sunshine, everyone, that I was here. Let our enemy know that when we were together, we lived and worked and loved. And though I am gone, you will carry on for me because you must. Tell my family how much I love them. And still do. Remember the good we shared, the life we created, and walk forward with noble dreams. God can't fill a shattered heart or a clenched fist. Let fear die and let love flow again like a river. So as the smoke rises high above the ash, gather all your strength and rebuild some new, something better. It's not impossible. It's essential. It's what I would do for you. Just one last thing. Surely you must know. I never wanted to leave you. I was captured by fate, escorted by angels. And though you might feel you are alone, you are not, and neither am I. Love always. This was a very beautiful poem written in honor of 9/11, dedicated to 9/11 by Roseanne Pelican. And it is definitely a very beautiful poem and a very sad poem as well. And once again, I would like to express my, to take this time and to grieve for all of the families and the loved ones at 9/11. Visit us online at www.newheightseducation.org or contact the New Heights Educational Group directly by calling 419-786-0247. You can also email us at newheightseducation@yahoo.com. Please remember to push follow us for updates on upcoming shows. Or you can visit our website to see host bios and keep track of your favorite hosts and all of our shows. Here are the following announcements from the New Heights Educational Group for the week. The New Heights Educational Group welcomes returning pioneer host Miss Kaden Bahan to our internet airwaves. She was the original host for the show back in January of 2013. Miss Bahan's show will be pre-recorded weekly, and she will be exploring resources, teaching styles, and advancements for those with special needs and disabilities. The New Heights Educational Group looks forward to expanding its listening audience and welcoming back the original host of this ever-expanding show. Don't forget the New Heights Show on Education reaches all over the world and offers many hosts that cover a variety number of educational topics. Kathy Wittering hosts a history-related show. Shannon Williamson hosts a pre-recorded show in which she shares a story with her audience once a week. Priscilla Nashirian discusses Common Core myths and realities. Victoria Lowry focuses on soft skill development, including love and dating. And I host a multi-topic educational show every Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our library is still in storage and the new school year has begun. We are looking for a donated space in Defiance, Ohio, and have recently considered building a small building on the Clark property to house the library. We need funds, building materials, and volunteer labor to make this a reality. Please consider helping us with this endeavor. Our website redesign is still underway, and we are very excited by all of the great features and new resources that will be available to families very soon. Stay tuned for these updates on our website. And now back to today's show, and once again, I have decided to dedicate today's show to the two-year anniversary that I have started my show, and I definitely have to say that it has been a very remarkable and exciting experience and opportunity to be able to go on air every single week and share stories, poems, all kinds of different educational information and various topics on the field of education. And it's definitely been a great opportunity for me. And I would like to definitely thank especially my audience who listens to these shows and who has supported me throughout all of these years. So thank you very much for that. And since I have had this podcast, a lot of people have been asked questions as to what is it like to have a podcast? What is it like to have a show? And honestly, my answer is always that it's very fun, that it's a very exciting experience. And here are some of my, I guess you can say, tips or some advice that I have learned over the years that I've had my show. And what I would recommend to anyone who is thinking of starting their own podcast or thinking of starting their own show. So first off, I definitely think that the most important thing to having a podcast or a radio show, or I think, you know, anything in general, is to definitely have a topic that you are passionate about. So whether it is talking about education or talking about animals, talking about books, definitely having a topic that you're very interested in and learning about, that you have some experience in, that you really want to talk about, is a good way to start. And my topic, for example, as you guys already know, is education, and most of the shows that I do are targeted toward that category. A lot of the shows that I do are focused on either educational topics or topics related to the field of education where I have a chance to explore something new and to talk about something like biographies of authors and various kinds of poetry. Another thing that I definitely think is important is to definitely be consistent with your podcast. And I cannot stress this enough, the importance of being consistent and posting your content. Definitely, if you are thinking of starting your own podcast, I would recommend the first thing that you do is to understand that you will need to set aside a specific amount of time, either every week or every month, or however you want to, you know, broadcast your podcast. But you definitely need to have the time, and you need to be willing to take the time to plan out your content and to record the show. I think this is actually one of the most, I think, important things, not only when you're starting your podcast or a show, but really anytime you're planning a new project or something, to definitely be consistent in your time and how you're planning everything out. And I do think that if you are starting your podcast, you really have to want to start your own podcast. You know, every single week I go on the show and I really want to do it. I know that every single Friday I will have something new to share with you guys. I will have a new topic to talk about. And it's definitely something that I look forward to for the entire week. I know that on Friday at 12:30 p.m., I will be going on air and I will be sharing a new topic. So it's very important for anyone who wants to start a podcast or their own radio show to be aware of this and to post content regularly. And I think that is a very important thing, really, whenever you're doing anything. And I know there's definitely a lot of times when, you know, you'll start something and you'll feel like you don't want to continue with it, or you feel like it's not something that you want to do, and that's totally fine. So I definitely recommend that you first and foremost do a little bit of research on what a podcast is and how it works, and then start off on an idea that you have or topic that you want to do. And there's definitely a lot of podcasts out there that focus on a broad range of topics. And that's definitely something that you can do. I think the good thing about having a podcast for me personally is that I'm able to control the topics that I'm working on and the content that I'm delivering to my audience. And I do think that that is a great freedom that I have, that I'm not necessarily restricted to pertaining to specifically something, but I have the opportunity to explore a wide range of topics depending on whether what I'm learning at the moment or what I have seen or what I've read. So definitely starting out with an idea is a good way to go, and then you can definitely expand as I have done with my show. Another thing that I actually wanted to share with you guys is that a lot of my ideas come from various places. So there could be a time where I'm sitting in front of the computer and I am looking at the news or I'm looking at a website and I will have an idea thinking that, oh, this would be a good topic for my show. And that is where a lot of my topics come from. There's also books. If I'm reading a book, I might want to do a review on the book, or I might want to talk about an author of a specific book, or specific events, holidays may also influence my choosing of that week's show topic. So definitely, you know, you can get ideas from anywhere, really, and I think that's one of the beauties of having your own podcast is that you're able to be very, you know, you can do really explore whatever kind of topics that you want. And I know that most of my topics are focused on education because it is usually what I either volunteer with in that field or, you know, what I'm most interested in. But there are definitely a lot of other topics, whether music or animals or books or movies, video games. There's definitely a lot of different topics that you can choose. And I think the most important thing definitely is to not be afraid to go on air. And I know that I had, at the beginning when I was starting out, I remember that I was at times anxious because I was kind of scared of going on air and sharing these ideas and, you know, talking about these topics on the show, and it's definitely natural to be anxious at first, to be scared at first, and I know that I had that small amount of fear at the beginning when I was first starting out, so it's definitely important to kind of push yourself a little bit and tell yourself that everything is going to be okay, that there are people out there who are interested in listening to what I have to say, and that all I have to do is just get enough courage and get my first podcast. Because really, when you post your first podcast, it definitely gets a lot easier as time goes on. And it's definitely gotten a lot easier for me after 2 years of doing this because I know what to expect. I know the content that I'm delivering. I know exactly how the show is going to pan out. Definitely with experience and with time, you're definitely going to get used to having a podcast. And I think that, you know, goes really with anything, really, not just with having a podcast, but with, you know, starting a new skill or a new hobby, is that once you start out, it does get a little bit of, you know, scary or you're not sure what to do. And then as time goes on, you're kind of becoming more accustomed and familiar with it. So, you know, you're able to kind of climb that ladder and go on the building blocks. And eventually you're going to be able to find yourself working on it in a very easy way. So definitely, I think the most important thing is to persevere. And if you are interested in having a podcast or starting your own podcast or a show, to definitely plan out your content and to be aware that at first it might seem scary and you might be nervous, but as time goes on, you will eventually become used to it. I think it's also important to note, and I think this should be really the first thing that you are deciding if you do want to have a podcast, is whether you are comfortable in being in that sort of environment. And what I mean by this is that, as I mentioned before, when you are doing a podcast, you might be, you know, kind of scared at first or you're anxious at first. So it's definitely important to understand where your limits are and to be aware if you are comfortable in being in this kind of environment. Because at times, you know, something might break down, the system might not work, or, you know, your guest happens to show up late. And it is important to be able to work in that kind of environment where you don't know what may happen. You know, your phone might crash, or, you know, your microphone might break, your computer might shut down. So it's definitely important to be able to be able to be aware of these kind of situations that they may happen, especially since this is technology and, you know, as we all probably know, it's not often very reliable. And I do think that it is important for anyone to first off ask themselves, am I comfortable in being in that kind of stressful environment? So definitely these are some of the things that I faced at the beginning of the show where I had, you know, either technical issues or guest issues or any kind of other issues. And it's definitely something that you're kind of getting used to as time goes on and you're not necessarily as anxious about. But at the beginning, you know, you're probably definitely going to have some kind of, you know, nervousness, or you're going to be scared, or you're going to think that something is going to happen, and all you have to do is just kind of go along with the flow. Even if something does happen, you know, you can always just get back on air, you can always apologize in your next show. So it's definitely important to understand that even if something does go wrong, that all you have to do is just keep on going and not let a small little mistake get to you. And I know that when I was first starting my show, I would often notice that I would make these small little mistakes, and I would kind of think about it, and I would take off too much time and worry that someone would notice it. And, you know, all you have to do is just not worry about it and just, you know, be yourself and have fun. Have fun with it, really, because, you know, you're doing this out of love for a certain topic, because you want to share something, because you want to communicate, you know, your ideas, your feelings, your expressions. And, you know, definitely this should be an opportunity that you're doing to have fun, to enjoy yourself, and it should definitely not be something that you would consider as stressful or as, you know, nerve-wracking. Another question that I often get asked about the show, and I think I've gotten this question a lot of times, is whether I work with a script or without a script, and whether it is best to work with a script, or, you know, how should you be delivering content freely? Well, my answer to this is that it really depends on who you are as a person. Obviously, there's people who are more comfortable with working completely off of a script where they're reading everything, and that is totally fine. That's definitely okay. And then there's other people who are definitely more open to just talking without a script or having little bullet points or, you know, an outline of what they're going to talk about. Me personally, on my show, I tend to never work 100% completely off of a script. And I usually try to create little pinpoint ideas or take some sections off of articles or books that I have done research from so that I can, you know, correctly and accurately give the information. But I also always make sure on all of my shows to give my own personal opinions on a certain topic and kind of talk along as I'm going with the show. So I definitely like to add my own thoughts, my own feelings to different topics. And, you know, even if there is some kind of text in front of me, I always like to add on to that. And, you know, it's definitely completely up to the person who is doing the show. I know that I have had guests come on my show who are not as comfortable working without a script and would prefer to work with a script. And I am totally okay with that because, you know, every person has their own level of, you know, how comfortable they are in a certain environment. And if a person definitely feels as if they are more comfortable working with a script, that is definitely and totally fine. That is definitely okay. And you should never feel pressured to work off of a script because it is, you know, it is difficult and it is not for everyone. It definitely has nothing to do with how good or how bad you are at making a podcast or doing a radio show. It's just, you know, how each person is. And I think it is important for people to understand that when they are starting your podcast, to kind of, you know, see the level that they're comfortable with at working off of a script or with a script. And as I mentioned, I tend to usually work often with some kind of an outline or some kind of bullet points, because I don't really like to always read off of a script. I like to also add on my own thoughts and what I'm thinking on a certain topic. Obviously, when I'm doing an interview or, you know, I have a guest on my show, I'm not going to be using a script and reading completely off of it. I do tend to want to have more of a natural conversation with the person who is on air. But again, it really depends. So once again, I think what I have learned over the years with having a podcast is to definitely have fun with it and not, you know, put too much stress on it, to definitely consider it to be as a hobby, as something that you're doing to enjoy yourself, to, you know, communicate with your audience, and to definitely to do it as you please. If you choose to work with a script, definitely go for it. If you choose to work without a script, definitely go for it. And you can definitely go back and forth, and you can try different things. And I think that's the beauty of it, because you can definitely try new things, and you can try to talk about new content, new ideas. And I've definitely learned that having a podcast, to me, is one of the best things that I have ever gone through, because it's an opportunity and it's an experience for me where I am able to communicate with people and at the same time learn, you know, new information from the shows that I'm doing, and to also share information and to share my ideas that I have personally gone through in my life. So I definitely think that's one of the beauties of having a podcast. And I would like to once again thank everyone for tuning in every single week and for giving me this opportunity to be able to go on air every single week and to explore these educational topics. So thank you guys so much for that. And it is the end of our show today. Once again, thank you all for tuning in to today's show. Have a wonderful rest of the weekend, and I will see you all next Friday. Take care, guys.
Sure.